I mean, actually, he was supposed to be back in office by Friday had it not been the interception by the police, who decided to cordon off my home very early in the morning. Actually, the whole day yesterday, I was confined in my home. Even this morning, the whole of today, I've been under the same circumstances. I was detained here. They sealed off my gate. They pitched the camp here, several troops and the patrol cars, and they could not let me get out of my home. But I'm preparing Monday morning to go back to my office.
If the police have been preventing you, as you said, from going, how would you be able to make it to the office on Monday?
Well, I hope this time round they will not stop me, because it can't be indefinite. If they had reasons on Friday or today, it can't be the same reason on Monday. Otherwise, it may sound like as if they are blocking me permanently from getting out of my home, which would be very, very absurd. And secondly, I've made arrangements with a number of MOPs and civil society leaders. It's going to be a matter involving so many people, stakeholders. It's not going to be a quag affair. It's for everybody, because it's a matter of rights now.
The police have often complained about opposition groups create confusion, among other issues. Don't you think that involving them could possibly create violence?
If the police do not disrupt our profession, definitely there will be no breach of public peace. Normally what happens when we are moving peacefully, the police come in and put barricades along the way, they disrupt our movements, they tear gas us, they club our Nainchi, they cause commotion actually, they cause stampede, and eventually it turns into violence. So they are squarely responsible for violence which breaks out normally when we have such processions. But this time round, I hope they'll behave. They'll comply with the dictates of the rule of law and simply provide the security rather than stopping us. For us, we are law-abiding citizens.
Well, they say that usually when processions like that happen, especially in the city, businesses are affected, traffic is disrupted, and that is why they try to prevent such act of processions in the city. So can you guarantee that your people who will come and escort you perhaps to the office wouldn't disrupt or be a nuisance to businesses in the district or downtown Kampala?
That is a frivolous accusation always leveled against us by the police, that our activities disrupt business, they cause traffic jam, or they block through traffic. That is a flimsy excuse used by the police to curtail our rights, our civil liberties. I want to assure you and the international community, for us, we are law-abiding citizens. If the police come in with the intention of giving us protection and to ensure that the processions are peaceful, there would be no such incidents like a disruption of the business whatsoever. For the traffic, yes, occasionally for a short period it can be there, but that is acceptable under normal circumstances, because and actually people do not complain, because it doesn't take the whole day or several hours. It's just a matter of a few minutes and then we move on.
So what is next for you after the court ruling that reinstated you after it basically struck down the impeachment against you? What is next for you?
Well, what is next is for me to embark on my duties as enshrined in the law, and also the mission I set out to accomplish, because I have a manifesto which has been frustrated for the last 2.5 years, and now I'm left with 2.5 years again. It's a short period for me to deliver on my commitment. So I intend to work around the clock to bring together all the forces that were even against me. Because for me, I said, I'm not going to be vengeful. I'm not going to seek revenge or reprisal or whatever. What I'm going to do is to see to it that all the protagonists are brought together, brought on a round table. We see how we can forge a way forward. Because what we need right now is to work as a team, to work as an institution. And that's what I've been craving for. I don't believe in one man's rule. I don't believe in a path, in a solitary, opinion or leading the governing the city. I believe in a shared vision. So, and synergy building. So this is what I intend. I embark on reconstructing, rebuilding the institution of KCCA, because right now it's almost crumbling. Several organs of the institutions are non-functional. The individuals are in disarray. The counselors were compromised. The technical staff are also in such a state of affair. I mean, such situation. So I really have to go back on the I have to go back on the drawing board to see to it that I bring together all these stakeholders to have a shared vision for the transformation of Kampala.